This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 1/14/2019, so good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. And like I said before, good to be with you. Honored to be with you. A lot of news going on. We have a great show. We have a great guest coming on, Jeffrey Daugherty. Last time he was on, it's been way too long, but I believe he talked about the Beatles, the Elvis, kind of what was going on behind the scenes, MK Ultra possibilities, their connection to Elvis, their meeting with Elvis. Very interesting. Well, today, Mandela Effect. We're going to start with the Mandela Effect, and only the good Lord knows where we will end up, because we can go a lot of different directions with him and on that subject. So be sure to stay tuned. We're excited to have him on. My uncle's going to join us for the first part here for the news. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning, or good afternoon, wherever we're at.
Wherever you are, good to be here. Getting to the news. I'm not hearing many people report this. This is sent by George Freund. Text of H.R. 25-116th Congress. It's a bill sponsored by Representative Woodall from Georgia, a Republican from Georgia, introduced about 10, 11 days ago. The purpose of the bill is to promote freedom, fairness, and economic opportunity. Sounds like a socialist, right? Sounds like Ocasio-Cortez.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Social justice. But the mechanisms of how they're going to do it are completely different. To do those things by repealing the income tax and other taxes.
I like that.
Abolishing the IRS.
Love that.
And enacting a national sales tax to be administered primarily by the states.
Hey, that sounds like it's constitutional, doesn't it?
That's right. Sounds like it's 1790 again, all over again. Ladies and gentlemen,
I wish they had locked the bankers up in that bill too.
You get vindictive. You want people to suffer.
I want it all. I want it all. These guys have destroyed America.
Right now, as we speak, some illegal immigrants are on Nancy Pelosi's lawn. Why don't you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, about 15 minutes ago, I think Laura Lerner, or whatever her name is, brought a few people over, plus some illegal aliens, to invite themselves to Nancy Pelosi's house in California. Well, then the cops showed up, and now I think the illegals are getting arrested. Laura Lerner has not been arrested yet, but I think they will hold off the illegals. And Laura was just talking about how Nancy, you know, walls aren't shouldn't be, and they're immoral and should be illegal, and she just showed up to.
She took that as an invitation.
She took it as an invitation, and she's there.
So it's an invitation. Let's see what Nancy really believes.
Yeah, exactly. So as of about 5 minutes ago when I was listening to it, I think they arrested the illegal. She's going to press charges on the illegal aliens, but she didn't. They didn't say what.
Well, a little bit of a media stunt, but it certainly proves a point, doesn't it?
Proves a big point. Yeah.
What is not a stunt is this next story out of Breitbart. Data: white American bursts below replacement level in every state. Well, two, they're even with replacement level. Can you guess the two states in America that actually have a replacement level? Even for white Americans.
Texas?
No. White Americans, not the Mexicans.
The Mexicans
are having children.
Missouri.
No. I thought you'd get at least one of them. Utah, kind of.
Utah. They're like a nation all to themselves.
Yeah. Every woman has to have 2.1 children to have the population stay even.
Even.
That's even.
Yeah.
Not the.
I heard it was 2.2, but.
Well, 2.1, 2.2. Okay, right there. The other state is South Dakota, which I never expected, which is actually a little tick higher than Utah.
They don't have very many white people there, I don't think.
I think the whole state's white people. What do you mean?
Well, their population is.
Oh, their population. Well, whatever it is, their number, it's right at replacement level.
Oh, that's good.
I talked to Jeffrey Doherty. He's coming on later, and we address it. I'm going to get further in this to him, but this is a huge story.
Yeah, huge.
You can believe in the Bible. You cannot believe in the Bible. You can look at things. When you start to put them all together, esoteric, religiously, secularly, you start to put them all together, they're connected at some level. When you have a population that is contracting, because that's what we have right now.
For a long time, it's been retracting.
Well, not a long time, but for the last little bit here. Our population in white America, in America, is contracting. That tells me biblically that we are cursed. That's a curse. That's what the Bible says.
I concur.
That's what the Bible says. So we'll see where it goes. At the same time, you know, what's the science czar? I always remember. What's it? Not Eric Holdren. He's the Fast and Furious. John Holdren.
Yeah.
John P. Holdren. Echo Science.
Mm-hmm.
Obama's science czar.
Fake science czar.
Well, he's practicing something. He's advocating for sterilization, forced abortions, taking children. That's what he advocated for in his groundbreaking book there, Echo Science. Very hard to get that now, by the way. It's very hard to get a hold of that copy of that book.
Especially signed.
yeah. Leftist French website calls for heterosexuality to be banned. To be banned, not like heterosexuals are mean or anything. No, we got to ban heterosexuality. What kind of moron?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What kind of moron would do that?
A paid one.
Well, the guy who wrote the article is a gay activist, so he's kind of, you know, going kind of over the top, I guess, to try to pull society to in a direction or whatever. But if there is no heterosexuality, there is no society.
There is no society.
There is no society. I mean, I guess unless you're TH-182, whatever that movie with Robert Duvall, whether
that's a good movie.
Everything's grown in a,
I got it.
A laboratory. Whether, yeah, you got just about any movie, you got it. Zero Hedge, China's nightmare. B-2 stealth bombers deployed to Hawaii are now on watch 24/7. Maybe the tariff negotiations aren't going as well as we think they are.
Well, the president of China has been running it lately, so this is just a little warning to them, I guess.
Warning or just they got better, more technology than we do. I mean, they stole all our good technology. This is kind of creepy. DARPA, you know, they help fund Google. They help. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, on the very high level, these scientists, especially government, the next level is understanding consciousness and how your consciousness affects quote unquote reality. That's a big part of this next level science. Cutting edge science. That's what cutting edge science is. That's why the theory of evolution, Darwin, he's a moron. He's a moron compared to what the evidence shows now and what the DARPA places like this. You don't believe me? Think about this next story. Put that in this put this story in that context. This is from Futurism magazine. DARPA wants to build conscious robots using insect brains. They are desperate to duplicate mankind's consciousness. They know that it's not just, you know, we're not out here cattle and men and women and we're all the same and we're all animals. They know that. They know that we are not all the same.
Yeah, we're special.
That mankind is different and has control and dominion by their consciousness, by their thoughts, by their belief. Just like the Bible says, again, secular, religious, esoteric, all meeting at the same thing. They know that. They're trying to capture it. They're trying to diminish it. They're trying to hack it. And now they're trying to replicate it using insect brains, reptilian type brains or whatever.
Whatever.
I promise you, this is what they're at the cutting edge. This is one of the top two or three things, most important things that they're trying to do.
They want our essence.
Right. They want to understand that because they want power. They want control.
Mm-hmm. Total control.
And so if God, you know, going back to the Bible, if God gave us control, if God gave us dominion, again, what have we been talking about here? Lucifer wants to take that dominion. They want to take that power. The power has been given to us. So then secularly, what does that mean? Well, scientists are starting to figure out it's our consciousness.
Yeah.
Our consciousness is controlling this what we call reality or what we see, which is anything but quote-unquote reality. It's fluid and controlled by our consciousness. Literally. That's what they're discovering. And this goes into the Mandela effect that we're going to talk about. And
that's going to be interesting.
Oh, there's some new information on this. I think that's going to be.
I love it.
Very good. Well, you remember the tariffs that Trump was proposing on China and how devastating they were to our economy?
That's nonsense.
It's nonsense. You don't believe me? Wall Street Journal. China's annual trade surplus with the U.S. hits record despite Trump's tariffs. So this trade surplus, our trade deficit has never been bigger with China.
Right.
Just keeps growing. So it really.
But our coffers are filling up from the tariffs, too.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope we can get this worked out. We're in a trade war and we're getting beat up. So that whatever. Now this story is kind of broken last day or two, but it's been going on. Chinese social credit score. You know, when you get a credit score, you want to get a home loan, and a lot of times it doesn't matter how much money you got in the bank. I mean, to a degree it does, but you know, you could be flush with cash in the bank. You could do this. You could do that. Whatever your credit score number says, if it doesn't say a certain thing or certain attributes about it, the bank is controlling the financial activity because they're controlling the money that they're going to lend that they make up out of nothing. Another story. But anyway, that they're controlling. So social credit score, it's the same thing. The activity of social activity is controlled by a central government authority in China. Well, now the first people that have been now story out of China, they've been arrested because of their Twitter posts. They went through their Twitter posts. They didn't like what was being said. They're arrested and interrogated.
Oh, God. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
Okay, another story. China's first, quote, cyber dissident faces trial. What does a cyber dissident look like in China? Well, the reports on the human rights violation that they see throughout the country. Americans cannot access that website, that URL. It's shut off to, I think, Europeans also, but Americans certainly, you can't even go to this website because they have such control on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to face trial for leaking state secrets because he reported about human rights abuse.
Ah.
Some of them, I think, were the organ harvesting that we've talked about with Mitchell Gerber. Many times that interview's up on our YouTube channel. You know, our YouTube channel totally talk about control. Our YouTube channel got destroyed, literally erased, and a new one that's in its infancy. But there are some good information on our website there on the front, the top right. There's a little banner that says subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can go right there, see our YouTube channel, subscribe. That's another way we can reach you. We're going to start posting more and more ways to share. You are the way to get through these censorships. So please take advantage. More news on the other side. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com. So good to be with you. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence, we've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Here's a big story. The Democrats have voted to approve a border wall in the Middle East.
Yeah. $48 billion for
about a billion or so, whatever, I don't know. But they approved a border wall in the Middle East. They're fine with border walls there, just not in America.
The Jews say it works well.
Well, walls do work well.
Yeah, that's what they said.
That's what. Yeah, it's pretty.
Most of those rockets stopped once they put up the wall.
Anti-gun Chicago alderman now under corruption indictment, and in his office he had 23 guns.
Probably stolen too, alleged.
Who knows? Who knows? But. He wants your gun, but he wants guns out the hill. 23. That's a good many. German far right dallies with Dexit, quote, taking off a German from the EU. The Brexit vote is coming up, I think, this week, and they've tried everything. Are they going to walk this back? I mean, this is just, have they? Is it like in America? Donald Trump encapsulated. He was at the heart of the dissent and the rise in individualism, nationalism in America. And to some degree, that's been squashed and controlled and manipulated. In Britain, the same thing with the Brexit vote. Nothing symbolizes that more than the EU than the Brexit vote. Nothing. Now they're saying, no, you can't do this. What are the people going to do? Same thing here in America. What are the people going to do? What are we going to do?
They probably think they're not going to do anything.
Well, they're acting like it.
Yeah. So?
Interesting. Health story out of Ricola. Top 9 reasons to optimize your nitric oxide production. Up on our YouTube channel, if you want the interview with John Hewlett. And it was a great interview. It was great to have him on talking about the cardio miracle, about the nitric oxide increasing it and how important that is. Well, top 9 reasons to raise that. You can see that article over at the Power Hour at thepowerhour.com and the news for the day. And you can also order all those products. You'll get a lot of calls today, of course. The Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Whether you buy the product from us or even whatever, not, you even care about this, you need to know about it. Whether it becomes important to you or something you need to change in your diet or whatever, add to your regime, you need to know about this. 20 years ago, or about, give or take, it was really brought into scientific consciousness with a Nobel Prize of doctors discovering what it does. It takes about that long before then that trickles down to the, what do you call it, the people's consciousness. Well, it's here now. It's important. It's a key component to overall health and especially anti-aging. So you can check that article out at thepowerhour.com. Baking soda, an inexpensive way to combat autoimmune disorders. You can remember Dr. Circus. We tried a couple times to have him on, but his connection was just so bad. We're going to have him on again about baking soda. I've been taking my baking soda about, I forget sometimes. But
three times a week I take it.
Yeah, I've taken.
I sort of forget too.
Yeah, so that's probably three or four times a week I take at least, you know, half a teaspoon or whatever. I probably take a little, I probably should up it, but it is helping. Sometimes you feel, do you get hot when you take it sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
I feel like if
I take a spoon, a good spoonful of it.
Yeah, I can feel like my body like revving up or something.
Because I missed a day. I think I'll make up for it.
You just start pounding the whole body. That's one of the most inexpensive best things that you can do that I've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, a small box is like 78 cents at Walmart.
It's supposed to prevent cancer.
Natural news, fluoride chemicals dumped into the water supply are well, he said it with potassium. You know, I mix the true Mother Earth minerals.
Mm-hmm.
I mix the Mother Earth minerals, the potassium, with the an iodine. Potassium, iodine, and the baking soda. Mm-hmm. Those are the three things he advocated. Fluoride chemicals dumped into water supply are, quote, unprocessed toxic waste, warns Children Health Defense. We reported last week that this is starting to be challenged in court. People are getting sick of this.
Yeah.
People are sick of the vaccines. I still don't know what happened to the Hulk. Lou Ferrigno.
No, they kept that quiet.
I can't find a follow-up report about it.
Nope.
He's dead for all I know. I mean, God forbid. I mean, I don't know that it's true. I'm just saying, I don't know where he is or what happened to him.
Just like Ginsburg, there's rumors that she's dead too.
Oh, the Supreme Court justice, the Supreme Court injustice.
Supposedly was in hospice in New York City.
Hospice?
Yeah, that's what. That's what the reports was.
But hospice.
That's not good.
That's when they want to get you out of here when that hospital is starting.
But if you have money, it's totally different. If you're one of us, they want to, you get in there, they want you out quick.
In and out.
Yep.
Maybe one day I'll tell a story about Joyce in hospice, and I'm not going to tell it. But let's just put it this way. Her life was prolonged and benefited by some good people taking action and good friends to kind of limit what was going on with the hospice. Let's just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, so good to be with you. Jeffrey Doherty on the other side. It's going to be a great interview. Very interesting. So good to have you. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the nation's farmers.
You believe in hard work and self-reliance. You follow the rules, obey our laws, and respect our great American flag.
And regarding the trade deals that are being negotiated, the president says,
this landmark trade deal will increase exports of wheat from Montana, dairy from Wisconsin, chicken from Georgia, and products from farmers and ranchers all across our country.
A California federal judge is blocking a Trump administration rule that would allow more companies to opt out of providing free birth control to women. California joined 12 other states and the District of Columbia to stop the rule from going into effect today while a lawsuit against it moves forward. No votes are expected in Congress today as the partial government shutdown continues, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Speaker Nancy Pelosi is the reason for the partial government shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. They say if you do something for 10,000 hours, then you are an expert. Well, what are you if you've done it for 100,000? Our next guest, Jeffrey Doherty, has studied the Bible, biblical training, well over 100,000 hours. That's a lot, ladies and gentlemen, in his 35-plus years of studying. He's a former preacher, 20-year preacher. He's a veteran of the United States Air Force. He is into crypto-anthropology, what has been hidden from us, and bringing hidden truths or manifest truths to us so that we can, our lives can be blessed and our destiny can be fulfilled. We're very happy to welcome back to the Power Hour, Jeffrey Doherty. Welcome, Jeff.
Daniel, it's always a pleasure to be here, and I know in the last segment you mentioned Joyce, and the first time I was on, she was here, and I do miss her. What a pioneer, what a great American. And it's always a pleasure and an honor to be with you folks. It really is my privilege.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Your I want to mention your YouTube channel. People can connect with you. Christian Whistleblower. You can look on YouTube. Christian Whistleblower is where Jeffrey likes to send most of his people. JeffreyDoherty.com is his website. We're going to start. Now, this just recently. I, of course, had looked into this a while ago. We've had you on to talk about this, even the Mandela Effect. Recently, I don't know what sparked it. I have no idea. I started reading. We got some emails about Mandela Effect. I put two and two together. I'm a little freaked out. Jeffrey, start with, tell our audience, for those who don't know, what is the Mandela Effect?
Well, Daniel, the Mandela Effect, I'm a lot like you. I don't tend to be on the most, you know, the thing that's hot in pop culture. I'm not typically an early adopter with that because you end up looking silly a lot of times. And I got dragged kicking and screaming into the Mandela Effect. Didn't want to hear about it. Didn't want to deal with it. And then I found out that it was probably predicted in scripture 3,000 years ago. But basically what the Mandela Effect is the belief that there have been created multiple timelines and that some people have experienced a history that other people have not experienced. One of the easiest ways to put it into a context where we can understand it is there's a lot of people, Daniel, that remember Darth Vader saying to Luke Skywalker, "Luke, I am your father." There's also a lot of people that believe that he just said, "No, I'm your father." And all of the evidence today in all of the movies, copies, shows that he did just say, "No, I am your father." But yet you can go on and find a lot of information, and you can find a lot of people that remember him saying, "Luke, I am your father." Same thing with the Field of Dreams. If you build it, he will come, is what most of us remember. But now there's a lot of people that remember, if you build it, they will come. But the granddaddy of them all to me, when we're talking about entertainment, is Ricky Ricardo and his wife Lucy in the Lucy Show. Ricky would come home and Lucy would have done something crazy, and Ricky would say, "Lucy, you got some splaining to do." Except, Daniel, he never said it. It's not real. That's the Mandela Effect.
Okay, let me pause right there for our audience can digest that, because there's a list of these things, and there's hundreds of them that people have discovered, and they seem to get more every month or every 6 months. There's more out there. And not everyone affects people. So take Star Wars. I was pretty young when Star Wars happened, and Empire Strikes Back, at the end of it, when Luke Skywalker is there with Darth Vader, and Darth Vader says, "Luke, I am your..." I remember that as clear as a bell. That Darth Vader said to Luke Skywalker, "Luke, I am your father." And not only that, if you go look at the movie Tommy Boy and other movies, you see people kind of making fun, referring back to that scene. Chris Farley is behind a fan, you know, trying to make that Darth Vader voice. He's going, "Luke, I am your father." That's what he says. He says, "Luke, I am your father." I remember that clear as a bell. What you are saying,
you can see interviews with James Earl Jones, who voiced Darth Vader, saying, "Luke, I am your father," you know, on the interview.
Okay, so what you are telling us now is you go back and look at the movie, even old copies, and that's not what he says at all.
That's correct? Not what he says at all.
Okay. The freakiest one, now, if you're just listening, you've never heard of this. Just keep listening. You'll catch on. You'll be like, "Oh my gosh." The freakiest one to me, the most direct one, Star Wars is probably the most prominent because Star Wars is so big. But one that was brought to my attention was about Moonraker. Have you seen the one about Moonraker? The movie Moonraker?
I don't think I have, Daniel.
Okay, maybe this is one that just, I don't know. Do you remember this? You remember Moonraker, the villain in the James Bond movie with Roger Moore, the big guy, he was called Jaws. Do you remember him?
I do. He had the gold teeth, right?
Yeah, or whatever, the big steel trap teeth.
Yeah, steel trap teeth, right.
Okay, in one scene in the movie, he crashes into that building, and he's trying to get out of it, and a young lady comes up and starts helping him pull him out of the wreckage. You remember the girl in pigtails with glasses?
I do.
Okay. And then he smiles, and he's got his big braces-like teeth. And then she smiles, and then what is on her teeth?
She's got a mouthful of braces, too.
not anymore.
No way. You got to be kidding me.
No. No, 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 no.
That doesn't even make sense without her having the big braces.
That's one of the things that I've been seeing in people reporting that all over. And that
I remember, Daniel, she might have had the old headgear, you know, that went around your neck and connected up to the front.
I don't remember that. I don't remember the headgear. Maybe she did. You know, maybe you're right. I don't, but I definitely remember braces, and the scene certainly doesn't make sense. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think what you're seeing kind of is kind of the debate here. Jeffrey and I, we can't even agree on the scene. Is it just are we misremembering this? Are we completely wrong, or is something going on? Okay. So,
well,
Jeffrey,
that's the question.
Answer that question for us.
Well, you know, when you're in the cultural realm, and then there's, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. Life was like a box of chocolates. That's another one. You know, the VW logo changing, things like that. Those are cultural, and they're a little bit subjective. But when you start, you can go to the Bible, Daniel. Go to the Bible, and all of us, you know, I'm 55, all of us remember the lion laying down with the lamb. We all remember that.
Correct.
And now it's the wolf lying down with the lamb. And you can go on the internet right now and search that verse. You'll see paintings of a lion laying down with the lamb. And yet underneath the verse says that the wolf will lay down with the lamb. Explain that one to me.
I can't. That's why I'm having you here. I'm freaked out. That's why we're talking, Jeffrey.
It's bizarre. It has been changed. There's no way around it. Some people remember it one way. Some people remember it the other way. And I'm getting calls and emails now, Daniel, from people that are remembering both of them. So now it's really getting interesting.
What the big question is, what is going on? Let's rule out. Obviously, people can just remember wrong and have a conscious memory. Maybe somebody auxiliary to the Bible maybe made a comment on some show and that kind of stuck, and it was a lion laid down with the lamb, and it never was. I mean, that's a possibility. We're just misremembering. Let's put that aside for a second. What could possibly be going on where I remember an experience, you remember experience, millions of people remember something a certain way, yet it is not that way? What could possibly do that?
Well, you know, it depends upon if you want a more of an esoteric or spiritually based answer, or if you want more of a scientific.
I'd like any answer. Jeffrey, I'd like any answer that you have, because I don't know what's going on. Give me any answer that you have.
Well, let's go first of all to a spiritual answer, and you know, go to the biblical prophet with your name, Daniel. He talked about in Daniel verse 7 that there would be an entity. The King James just says that he thinks that he will think to change times and laws, and we think of this as being the Antichrist. But that word, if you break it down within the Hebrew, what it means is that this person will think to change notable events and to create diverse and multiple lines of time. That's what it means, literally rendered. And if changing the Darth Vaders and the Lucille Balls and the, you know, Field of Dreams and the Forrest Gumps, those are changing notable events. Lying down with the lamb, those are changing notable events. Statue of Liberty, there's some photographic evidence that it's not where it used to be. Those are changing notable events. And if you have a reality remembered by some where Statue of Liberty was on Liberty Island or on Ellis Island, you know, whichever one is it you remember it as, that is a change. That is a different timeline. And you have an entity that is thinking to change notable events and has. And by the change in the notable events, it literally creates multiple lines of time.
All right, there's the music for the first break. What is that verse, Daniel? What? What's the chapter and verse of that?
That's in Daniel verse number 7, 25.
Chapter 7, verse 25. Correct. Right. Chapter 7, verse 25. Wow. We just scratched the surface. I'm going to tell you a personal story about Statue of Liberty that, you know, another one that freaked me out. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Christian Whistleblower on YouTube, right here.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've gotten emails before when we've had people, even Jeffrey, talk about the Mandela effect, and some people say, well, why is this important? Well, here's how I would answer this. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. I know something is happening. I don't know what. So why is it important? Well, I don't know. When I learn more, I'll let you know. That's why we're having Jeffrey on. Maybe we can kind of learn some more here. Jeffrey, how would you answer that question before we go? Why is this even important?
Well, there's, you know, I could answer it, but Daniel actually talked about it when he was talking about it back, you know, 3,000-4,000 years ago in the Bible. He said the reason why this being that he calls the Antichrist would think to change times and noble events was to distract us and get us off kilter from picking up on what he called emerging da'af knowledge. There would be great wisdom of the ages coming forth and coming to bear in this time where people are traveling great distances in very short times from the most wealthy to the least wealthy. It would be traveling in great, you know, very quickly. So that's definitely talking about our age, or at least this is the first age it could have been written about. And he says that it's going to be done specifically with the intent to get us off track, to distract us, and to keep us unsettled so we'd be focused maybe on these things, which admittedly are sort of silly. Who cares what Lucy said or Forrest Gump or the Kevin Costner character or even Darth Vader? I know that's borders on sacrilege for some people. But if we spend so much time on these mundane things, we want to make sure we don't miss emerging thought and knowledge and spiritual reality coming to bear here in these times.
Okay, let me tell you a personal story where it did cross over that realm of, hey, wait a minute, I can see something totally different. It's one thing for a movie, we're sitting here arguing or going back and forth about movie lines. That's one thing. My mother, she has died, and I wish she was here for many reasons, but one, I wish I could ask her this question. All growing up, she would tell me the story of going to Ellis Island to visit the Statue of Liberty. She grew up in the area, in the New Jersey area, and visiting the Statue of Liberty and going up in the Statue of Liberty and going up to the torch and going up the torch. Now, the reason I really remember this, why this was important, because she always told me that, yeah, right after that, they wouldn't let you go up into the torch anymore. And her brother, my uncle, which is here, Uncle Kevin, you're here. Why don't you go ahead and join in? He's just listening right now.
I'm here.
She would say, yes, and my uncle, her brother, he was not able to go because they closed it off because it was too dangerous or whatever.
Yeah, we went on a school trip to the Statue of Liberty, and we weren't allowed to go up into the the arm or the hand or whatever you call it. The torch. Yeah.
What did they tell you was the reason when you went there?
Structural damage. It was in disrepair.
Disrepair.
Right.
They didn't tell you it was from some bomb. Do you remember any story of, hey, there was a bomb in 1916 or anything?
Nope.
And part of the Statue of Liberty,
nope,
was destroyed or anything like that?
Lack of repair. That's all.
Lack of repair.
Right.
Okay.
It hadn't been repaired in forever, you know, once they put stuff
Once they put it up, right.
Yeah.
They put it up in 1886, yeah, and they just kind of was there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Jeffrey, when I was kind of looking deeper into this, I saw this about the Statue of Liberty. I went further, and supposedly, in history, Wikipedia, what have you, there's now the story that there was an explosion near Liberty Island that damaged part of the Statue of Liberty, and from that point forward, 1916 forward, there was never anybody that could go into the torch. The public was not allowed to go into the torch. Okay? That's totally different than what my mother said. Even my uncle, who was not allowed to go to the torch, said he never remembers a story like that. He grew up in the area.
Yeah.
No one ever told him that there was some damage on the story. My grandfather never told me. He grew up in that area. He never told me a story like that.
Yeah, my dad said he went up in the torch when he was a kid.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, to me personally, this is the one that kind of, we're not talking about movies anymore or the difference of Star Wars, what have you. We're talking about something serious. If this is, you know, is 9/11 going to be changed? Now you're talking something, we're talking real specific events being changed and manipulated here. Any comment or thoughts?
That's amazing. I have never heard that. And the Statue of Liberty is the focus of another Mandela effect, though. And I mean, your mom was up in it. Your uncle there remembers people being up in it, and then yet they're telling us that nobody was up in it. That is significant. And there used to be a big group on Facebook. It was, you know, taking pictures in front of the Statue of Liberty or something like that. It had like 3,800 people in there that had their pictures, taken in front of the Statue of Liberty. And all of a sudden, it went from people with their pictures in front of the Statue of Liberty to people taking pictures in front of open water with nothing behind them, because apparently in some people's reality, the Statue of Liberty was on Ellis Island, and now in this reality, it's on Liberty Island. So you've got all these people on Ellis Island taking pictures in front of open water. You know, some of them reaching up and high-fiving a statue that's not there. And it's been taken down since off Facebook. So there is at least one Mandela effect about the Statue of Liberty that has moved islands from different realities. And now you bring up yet another one. Was there a bomb? People going up in the arm? People not going up in the arm? Things are definitely strange.
Now, let me relate this to something more certainly concrete and more directly in my face. And I've mentioned this many times on the show. I wrote a book, Forever 1776, wrote it with my uncle. This was probably five plus years ago we started writing the book. At that point, it was easy. You could go to Google to do research. You could look up a topic. You could look up quotes. You could look up source. You could look up stories. It was easy. It was so easy, some of these things, I didn't even reference a lot of the story. I didn't even reference them or index them in the book. In fact, I encourage in the introduction, please look up these stories for yourself, because it will go deeper and really immerse you in the stories. I didn't even index them. Today, 2019, you Google some of these same things and some of these looking for these same quotes, and it's like finding a needle in a haystack now. Kevin?
I'm the same way. Yeah, I've tried to look them up because I was a big quotes fan, and they're not there. Or you have to get every word exactly.
It's difficult.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Very difficult.
And so, although that's not a Mandela effect, I can see how Google, DARPA, the algorithm, how their manipulation and control of the information, it's now almost creating a Mandela effect right before my very eyes.
Now, that's fascinating. I never even thought about it in that regard, because, you know, we have the woo-woo, for lack of a word, better word, aspects of the Mandela effect. And really, those that control our technology, those that control our access to information, they can really create their own Mandela effects with a few keystrokes, can't they?
Well, that's what it's looking like. I mean, Kev, you've experienced this. I mean, this is getting crazy. There's
yeah,
the music.
It is. Absolutely. I think it has to do with them manipulating everything. I'm not too sure about the time and all that stuff, but I think they're manipulating.
Well, let's on the other side. Let's talk about CERN. Let's talk about D-Wave computers. Let's talk about those things. And then we got a lot of other things to talk about. The Bible with Jeffrey Doherty, the Christian whistleblower on YouTube. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.